George's Acres, this expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District. And Ms. Webb, is this your valley?
Yes, but.
I'll explain the process very quickly. This is the first of two public hearings. The first is on the assessment rolls for Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District. The second public hearing is regarding the establishing the assessment rate. On the issue of the assessment rolls, we'll have a presentation by Susan Webb, and then we will open it up to public participation.
Thank you, Jim. This is a public hearing for the assessment rolls for Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sewer District. And the assessment rolls are the front footage records that are in the utility billing office, and the front footage records are what the assessment fee is based and calculated upon. And also, here's Ms. Patty Fawcett from Utility Billing, the director, in case there's any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Fawcett? Mr. Griffin?
Anyone here from the public who would like to be heard about the proposed assessment rolls? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized, so we will close that public hearing. Do you have a proposed motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment roll for the Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District as presented on April 28, 2009, for the period April 28, 2009 to June 30, 2009.
Is there a motion from Council?
So move you.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion and second by Council to approve the assessment roll motion made by Ms. Webb. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second public hearing is to establish the annual assessment rate for the Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District. Will be handled the same way. Susan Webb will give a presentation, and then we'll open it up to public participation.
Thank you. As introduced a couple of weeks ago, and I must apologize, they were in your packet as well, but I do have copies if anyone needs. I got all my other papers handed back, so I think you've brought your stuff today, but I have copies of the ordinance. This is a public hearing for the ordinance to establish the assessment rate for the Prince George's Acres and extension of the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sewer District. The sewer project is for the unserved portion in the Prince George's Acres subdivision within the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sewer District that wasn't served at the time because of funding, and it was mostly undeveloped at that time. It will serve 28 existing homes. The project was funded by a USDA grant and a USDA loan with the terms being 4.25% for 40 years. The assessment rate is $5.51, and it's made up of a collection rate of $4.86 and the transmission rate of 65 cents, totaling to $5.51. This assessment rate, based on the front foot records, covers the annual cost of the debt service, which is the amount borrowed for the capital to build this extension. This will be billed on the annual tax billing. The connection fees of $5,828 will be funded within the project cost. The service charge for the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sewer District of $252.48 is approved with the annual budget. Prince George's will have the same service charge because they are in the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sewer District.
Is there anyone here? I'm sorry. Any questions of Mrs. Webb?
Just tell me, is $551 is the assessment rate? Did you say?
Yes, that's the total, and that's made up of the collection and
right,
the transmission.
I understand.
Yes.
Times 100-foot frontage is what you're saying? Typical
100
bill.
Right now,
okay,
through June 30.
Would be what?
Through June 30, mm-hmm. It is a 100 cap, so 105.51, right.
Right. Okay.
After that, we're raising it, you say? Isn't that the proposal?
No, we have budget. We have to introduce the budget, and there are budgetary concerns with that number.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're doing 100 feet, so okay.
Right now through June 30th, it's 100 capped at 100 foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you?
At $5 a foot.
$551 cents.
$551.
Right.
$551.
But I don't think that is the average in that particular district.
Smaller lots.
Yes, let me pull, I can see what I've got.
The average is 87 feet, I believe.
Excuse me?
87.
The average, I think, is 87.
Yeah, that sounds right, 87 feet, because I have that.
And, but one, I think one point to make is that, that public hearing time in November 2007, when this extension was adopted, the rate that they were quoted was 577 a front foot plus. That included, or that was with, they would also have to pay the connection fee, which was estimated at that time to be $5,860.
How much?
$5,860. But with this, because the costs were lower than anticipated, the connection fee was funded through the grant and the loan that was used to fund the project. And so the residents there will not be required to pay it. But, so the front foot assessment rate is a little lower, and they are not required to pay the connection fee.
It pays to have smaller lots.
Yeah.
Or have the project come in under budget.
And we did all the administration in-house. It was an in-house little project, which saves money in the long run as well.
Okay.
Any other questions for Ms. Webb?
Will we break even on this project, or will we lose money?
Oh, no, no.
The sewer district pays for it.
We charge, we'll get it over time from the users in this rate right here as I make the debt service payment. This allows me to pay down, to pay the debt. And we charge all our administration fees that it costs us to build this project, we're charging into the project, which dumps into this assessment rate, basically. So no, it came in way under the engineer's projections, to answer your question.
Wonderful.
Other words, we're not going to lose any money on this project?
No.
We
The users are paying us back.
No, we don't lose money.
It's not on this one, this isn't one of our projects.
We establish rates that make sure we don't lose money.
Yeah, we establish rates that make sure we get recovery of our costs, basically.
Whatever we need, we establish the rates to meet that need, so.
Yes.
This charge covers the cost of the bonds that we issued to pay to fund it, and
And the people who are using it will pay for it, Sam, not the tax base.
Did this rate just for those 27 people, too? Just who's using this infrastructure?
So it's about $450 a year, we can, we'll get our money back.
Right.
Yep.
At 87, or 90, yeah.
Huh?
Well, 40 years on the one debt.
Yeah, about 90, which, about, somewhere in that neighborhood.
If there's no further questions or comments, we will ask Ms. Webb to read the motion.
I have an ordinance, be it moved.
I'm not sure we've gone to the public.
I don't think we did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I think we did.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard on the issue of the annual assessment rate of $5.51 per front foot? Let the record show, no one asked to speak. We will close the public hearing. Now, could you read the motion, please?
Be it moved that the Sussex County establish the annual assessment rate for the Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dasburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, as read by Finance Director Susan Webb.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll submit the motion, yes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance as read by Ms. Webb. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Webb, grant request. Okay. Only one today.
Get your holiday.
Laurel Chamber of Commerce.
You invited? Mr. Vincent, I believe, has a motion?
Yeah. I have a motion to grant them $500 from my account.
Second.
$500 from me. And $500 from Mr. Fultz's account.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Vincent and a second by Mr. Cole to grant a total of $1,000 to Laurel Chamber of Commerce, $500 from me, $500 from Mr. Vincent. Any discussion?
Laurel Chamber of Commerce?
That's what it says.
She puts on the Fourth of July parade, probably then, yeah.
Oh, that's for an event.
Fourth of July celebration.
Oh, okay.
They kind of sponsor it then.
Yeah, and that's nonprofit, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Griffin?
I have one, let's see, it is
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for renewal and continuation of a construction storage yard to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 1.07 acres.
I'll offer that. I'll introduce it.
We now have the additional business brought before council. Sylvia Calhoun, are you still here?
Patiently, she's waiting.
Patiently waiting.
Good afternoon. I'm Sylvia Calhoun, half of the RNC partnership, of which the other half is Battle Robinson of Georgetown, and she could not be here today. Our attorney is also tied up in court. But with me is Ed Lester of Georgetown, the broker-owner of Lester Realty, who submitted our original offer to you back in December of 2008. Beginning with the December offer, we have made three offers on the properties located at 111 and 115 East Pine Street in Georgetown, all of which each of you should have received. Our interest in this property is not as developers or potential landlords, but because we strongly believe Sussex County and the town of Georgetown benefit in many ways from preserving historic structures. Further, a number of developments which have taken place since the county purchased these properties suggest that the council should reconsider its plans for the two historic properties. These changes include the adoption of a new comprehensive plan which contains provisions calling for historic preservation and moderately priced housing. The multi-million dollar expenditure for land on Route 113, which could be used for a new county office complex. The election of a new forward-looking council. The financial situation now facing the county. The reduction in the county workforce. And the council's recent decision to reclaim space at the county annex on Route 113 to which county employees will be transferred. We continue to believe that in light of these changes, the proposals set forth in our various offers and correspondence are equitable and reasonable from a policy and financial standpoint, are in the best interest of the taxpayers of Sussex County and the town of Georgetown. First, our proposals are in conformity with Sussex County's comprehensive plan, which calls for fostering more affordable housing and honoring historic resources of the county. As you're aware, the properties at 111 and 115 are both historic structures, which the county should have been aware of at the time they were purchased, and are contributing elements to Georgetown's historic district. Financially, our proposal is also reasonable. The fact a prior county council was willing to pay $275,000 in an overheated market should not be a determining factor in these negotiations. We note that our original proposal of December the 3rd, 2008, to which the county never responded, was to pay $85,000 for the property at 111 East Pine, for which the county had paid $100,000. And you were anticipating paying at least $15,000 to demolish the structures on it. So that proposal would have left the county coming out even with respect to that particular parcel, 111. Under the third RNC proposal, the county would also retain 12 parking spaces at the back of 111 and 115. The county asserts that its current plan for parking spaces would equal $6,547 per parking slot. Now that's for the dirt, not for anything that goes on it. If the 12 spaces offered to the county by the partnership were given the same value, they are worth some $78,564. When that is added to the value of the Race Street lot, which we were planning to buy for you, $129,000, and the cost of demolition, which we said is $30,000, the equitable value offered to the county under the RNC proposal amounts to $237,564.
Ms. Calhoun, we do have a three-minute time limit, but okay. I am afforded to give you a couple more if you'd like to wrap it up.
Yes, I will. The county should also take into account that under our proposal, both properties would be taxable by the town and the county. And we encourage the county to reconsider its need for 48 additional parking spaces since we understand your workforce is being reduced. And since we do think that maybe 36 spaces would be adequate, which is what you're going to have in our proposal. And now that Georgetown is enjoying the benefits of the historic restored brick hotel, its restored train station, and the proposed firehouse restoration, a lot of people in Georgetown are hopeful that it will be able to attract new businesses and residents as we promote historic preservation. And I do thank you for your time, and our attorney will respond to Mr. Godwin's letter by the May 4th deadline, which we have been given. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your and Ms. Robinson's diligence on this issue.
Thank you.
I believe Mr. Dryden has left, so we will end the additional business, and I would ask for a motion to recess to executive session for the purpose of personnel, pending and potential litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, land acquisition. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.